Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this beautiful Tuesday afternoon in northern New Jersey. I'm sure it's beautiful in many parts of this great country, but it's certainly beautiful outside my window. It's November 27th. It's the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. Here today with my co-host, Hillary. How are you, Hillary?
Hi, Alan. Doing great.
Excellent, excellent. Hillary is, as those most of you know, is the features editor at Blog Talk Radio, and as such, she decides what goes on the homepage. And, of course, I always say that she likes yellow flowers, and that can't hurt. So the season, well, we're moving into winter, so the yellow's really for the spring.
Yes.
So we'll have to
pleasure.
Come up with another series of colors for you.
I'll take mittens and socks and other warm, toasty items for the,
very good.
For
mittens,
the winter.
And, mittens and socks. Of course, you only need one pair of mittens unless you lose one. So we'll have to move that around. Anyway, we have a really exciting show today. We're very excited that the one and only fly lady, Marla Silly, is here today and my guest on Blog Talk Radio. And if anyone would like to speak with Marla or Hillary or myself, and you feel free to call into the show. It's live, of course, at blogtalkradio.com. And the call-in number is 347-677-0649. That's 347-677-0649. So before I bring Marla on, I want to just a little background about Marla. Of course, she goes by the name of the Fly Lady, and we're going to learn about what the Fly Lady means and how it was created, and because a lot of my audience doesn't know it. She, of course, has an enormous audience, not just on Blog Talk Radio, but, of course, she's the largest Yahoo group with 450,000 members. The next closest Yahoo group is around 50,000 members. So she's incredible. She's a best-selling author. But most importantly, she's my new best friend. We are chatting. We are late night chat buddies. So, Marla, how are you?
I'm great, Alan. I'm just glad to be here. Hello, Hillary.
Hi, how are you?
I couldn't be better.
Great. And I want to welcome all of Marla's fans and fly babies that are in the chat room, too. So we have a blend of audiences today, which is really exciting.
It is, for sure. For sure. Well, that's great. And thank you for joining me today on the show. It's a pleasure to talk with you in the daytime hour.
It's always fun to talk to you, whether it's daytime or in the middle of the night via instant messaging like we do just about every night. We tell each other it's time to go to bed.
Well, you know, it's funny because I have a lot of energy, and the people that work with me certainly know that and wonder how I have all this energy. At this age, I'm not, you know, the 24-year-old I used to be. Nevertheless, I have a huge amount of energy, it seems, and I really feel I met my match with you. You have more energy than me.
Well, you put us together, and as you said, you couldn't wait for sparks to fly when we met in L.A. a few weeks ago.
Right.
And literally, they did. When we sat down at that table, just we couldn't wait to our ideals bouncing off of each other, and we do that on instant message. We do it on the telephone. And when you find someone that's creative like you and thinks in that same stream, the sparks do fly, and it's good to surround yourself with people that are like-minded.
Yes, there's no doubt. So when I feel like I need an energy boost, I just pop on the good old instant messaging and see you there. And you, of
it's
course,
like
are
drinking
always
an energy drink.
Yeah, you're always there, by the way, Marla.
We're contagious. That's what it is. We're just contagious. And that's why what we do translates so well into Blog Talk Radio, because we get to give people our passion for what we do. We get to pass it on to others. It's like lighting one candle, and it's going to light up the world, Alan, and I know it's going to happen, and you do too.
Yes, I do know, and I'm seeing it every day. And, of course, when you do your show on Blog Talk Radio, you just take phone calls for 2 hours straight, and it's incredible. We have no other show like it, actually. You come on, you don't have guests, you just come on, do your thing, and, you know, take calls, and your fans love it. I mean, the chat room's up to around 250 people. We've busted through one chat room. We now go on to another chat room. We're going to scale those chat rooms out, too. So it's really amazing. It's like it's an epidemic, really.
It's great. Never thought it would be an epidemic.
Not an epidemic. It's a viral.
Good epidemic.
It's a community. It's yeah. We're not talking plague here. We're talking. Mm-hmm. You just do a great job. So why don't you tell? I mean, my audience, of course, does not know what the Fly Lady means, and tell us about who the Fly Lady is and what you're all about.
Well, I got my nickname Fly Lady because I moved to Western North Carolina, where we have 4,000 miles of trout streams. I moved here to fly fish in 1994, and it is a beautiful part of the country. We all live in a great part of the country, but I actually live in the best part of the country because I can look out my back door and see the Blue Ridge Mountains. I can walk out my front door and hit a stream in 2 minutes from my house that's got trout in it. And I got my nickname Fly Lady because I used to teach fly fishing. I don't get to do it much anymore, but I was pretty good on the stream, and I'm a fly fisherman. I am not a fly fisherwoman. I am a fly fisherman.
The big boots, the
boots,
the
whole nine, yeah, all of it.
Wow.
And
that's
I can cool. have you casting in 5 minutes.
I'm coming down. I never fly. I love to fish. But I never did fly fishing.
I can teach you on Blog Talk Radio.
That would be awesome—a fly fishing instruction episode.
It would be quite funny because all you got to do is just close your eyes, and I can teach you how to fly fish because I'm a good instructor. And it's all about teaching your muscles a certain way to do things. And I give you analogies to go along with it, and before you know it, you'll be casting without a fly rod in your head, and then all you got to do is put one in your hand, and it just works.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take you up on that. We're definitely going to take you up on it. So when did you take this, your fly fishing skills, and translate it into this enormous community that you...
Well, the thing about fly fishing that I liked was being able to fool a fish. And, you know, Robert says a fish has the brain the size of the end of your finger. And, you know, trying to pride yourself on fooling a fish, that's not much. But when you can tie a fly that will have that fish rise up out of the water, jump out of the water and take that fly out of the air, I mean, there's no better thing for any fisherman that I know than to have that happen to you. Well, when you've been there, done that, you really don't want to see the fish caught at that point because it hurts me to hurt the fish. So my teaching skills went to another level, and I decided to try my hand at politics. And I got appointed to take office in my little county of Transylvania County, North Carolina, to take a county commissioner seat. And we have about 30,000 population and a budget of about $30 million. And I put my hand in on the list if our current commissioner at the time, and this was in 1998, got elected to the North Carolina House, we would have to replace her as a Republican Party. And I put my name on the list to be one of the people that would get voted for in a political forum of all our precinct heads. And my husband was my campaign manager, and before I went into the meeting, I had my congressman's wife nominating me for the position. I had another commissioner seconding the nomination, and then I had 16 of the 23 people in the committee that were going to vote for me. Hmm. So I had all my ducks in a row, knew I was going to get the appointment, but then the other side of the coin hit me. Oh, my goodness, are they going to find out my dirty little secret? And that dirty little secret was that I couldn't keep house for anything. My house was a disaster. When Robert and I got married in 96, I had a house full of clutter, and he had a house full of clutter, and we put our clutter together and went to estate auctions and bought more.
There was a recent TV episode on Dateline, one of the shows, I don't know if you saw it, it was all about clutter, and this woman who accumulated clutter over 70 years to fill two warehouses full. It was just incredible. And I think it was Extreme Home Makeover, one of those shows.
I think I saw that, Alan. I know what you're talking about.
And she cried. She could not believe how much clutter she had accumulated in her lifetime. And now she could actually see her living room floor and her home. Her whole life changed when that clutter left.
Well, you can't organize clutter. You start stuffing it into closets. And my group of fly crew members this morning, we had a conference call for a couple hours, and they were telling me about this show, and I actually did the calculations on what a 3,000-square-foot house with 8-foot ceilings could fill up, you know, cubic foot-wise, and how many dumpsters you would have just to have to empty it out. And it's so sad that we keep buying and buying it, but we can't release the stuff. And when you bring something home, you have to get rid of something.
So what happened then? So you get, so now you're both like the clutter king and queen of North Carolina.
My husband is a judge, and he would have to meet sheriff's deputies and attorneys on the front porch because you didn't dare bring them in the house.
So how did you learn how to get rid of the clutter and become the author of How to Remove Clutter?
Well, what I started doing was realizing that I had to make it fun for me and quit beating myself up because I wasn't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down on New Year's Day like every other red-blooded American female and tried to figure out how to get organized. And what I realized was what everybody else told you how to do, I rebelled against. And I needed to come up with what would work for me. And I had had this system in the 70s from some other authors called the Sidetracked Home Executives. It was a card file system. It was a tickler card system of reminders to tell you when to do things. And what I took this system and broke it down into my card file system wasn't just a little 3x5 card box. It was 18 inches long. It had over 500 cards. And I could get obsessive about anything, as I did with fly fishing. So I took those cards and sorted them into all these piles. And the piles took on this life of their own. There was a daily pile, a weekly pile, and a monthly pile. And then I thought, oh, I can't do the daily pile. Was 50 cards. I said, I can't do 50 cards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I said, I'll make a list. How many of us like to make lists? Yes, we love lists. And the list was the front and the back of a sheet of paper. And I thought, I can't do that. So I'm beating myself up before I ever get started. And I thought, okay, I'm going to be nice to me. This is going to be my cardinal rule, to be nice to me. So I'm going to pick one habit to practice. Because I realized when I had all the cards that I didn't establish a habit. And that one part of Pam and Peggy's book was that once you establish a habit, you can throw the card away. Who needs a card when you've got it in your head already? That muscle memory from learning how to cast a fly rod.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I decided to pick one habit, and that was keeping my kitchen sink clean and shiny, and that's where it all started.
And so the name of the first book you wrote is?
Sink Reflections.
Sink Reflections.
Because when you get up in the morning and you walk into your kitchen and you're not greeted by this nasty water, this mystery water, and these dirty dishes first thing in the morning, you get this great big smile come over your face. And you're starting your day on the right foot, on a happy note, instead of, oh, I'm already behind the eight ball.
It's so simple, and yet it's so right on. I shine my sink when I heard about you, Fly Lady, and it really did put a smile on my face, like you said. It seems so simple, but it really works, and you're so inspiring. I told my mother, she joined, she's a fly baby now, so I want to thank you for that, for giving us your...
Hey, you had to have the faith to step out and try it, because it does sound so silly, for lack of a better word. How can shining your sink when your whole house is full of clutter?
Mm-hmm.
How can shining that one sink do that? Because we want to get it in this magic pill world that we live in. We want it, and we want it now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to do little things to keep the momentum going. And it's about progress, making a little progress every single day. We don't have a crew of people to come in and fill up two warehouses full of stuff. We have ourselves, and maybe you can coax your husband into helping. But we can do it by ourselves.
So people come on. Now, you built this community, which is on Yahoo. Yahoo was instrumental in the Fly Ladies development, correct? I mean, in your community.
Well, without Yahoo, it would have cost me a lot of money to build the platform. You know about building platforms. You've built Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
It would have cost me $1.5 million a year to put together an emailer that would send out the 5 to 7 million emails I send out each and every day.
Wow.
So let's talk about that, because there's a lot of people on Blog Talk Radio, a lot of our hosts, they're in marketing and they're in different, everyone's looking to promote, everyone's looking to get more exposure, to communicate and promote their ideas and or their products, and you've done such an incredible job in building community, and you've used Yahoo, and I have to admit that prior to my joining you out in L.A. a few weeks ago, I really didn't know much about Yahoo Groups. I was very impressed with the people that run Yahoo Groups. I was really impressed with what they're looking to do, but it's amazing the amount of the features that are available for everyone for free in Yahoo, and, well, and you really use them so well. So where did you get this marketing background to, you know, I know you were the fly fisherman, and then you had, of course, a lot of clutter, but and you ran for office, but where's the marketing background come from?
I have no marketing background. It's called common sense and flying by the seat of your pants.
Okay.
As we grew, God sent me people to help me. Now, I don't have a marketing person. I do have a business manager. But we never expected to have a product to sell. I thought we would get advertisers that would go on our emails or and on our website, and we would be able to, you know, maybe have $1 million a year in ad revenue come in, and I would be able to pay the people that had volunteered with me for 2 years a nice salary. Well, that didn't happen because nobody wants to advertise on a little wet behind the ears website that doesn't really have a following. Well, as our email list grew, the first year it grew to 10,000 members, and the next year it was 60,000 members. Today we hit 448,000 members. And I think what any author, any entrepreneur who has a product to sell or has an idea to sell, they've got to build their own mailing list. And Yahoo gives you that ability. And mine grew by word of mouth at first. For the first year, it was all word of mouth. I didn't have any newspaper stories written about me, had no television, really no radio, nothing. It was all word of mouth. And then from there, the word of mouth extended into network broadcasting and the national magazines.
So we have a lot to go on today to talk further. And my guest with Hillary is Marla Silly, the Fly Lady. And if you'd like to call with a question for Marla, we'll take calls today. And there is a caller on the line, so we'll take that. The call-in number is 347-677-0649. And so let's see who's on. Area code 907. You're on Blog Talk Radio. 907?
Oh, I think we lost them.
Hold on a second. Let's see. We got.
We have someone else anyway.
662, you're on Blog Talk Radio. 662?
Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize I had dialed right into it.
Yeah, you're on. You actually got on, and we were taking some calls. How are you? What's your name?
Patty.
Patty. Hi, Patty. Welcome to the Alan Levy Show with Marla and Hillary.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
Oh, this is so cool. I can actually hear your voice.
Yes. What can we do for you today, Patty?
I just wanted to see how to get it onto my computer, and I got it on my phone instead. That's great.
Well, you can go to blogtalkradio.com, and you click on on our homepage. You'll see a little button that says click to listen, and you click on that. You can go in the chat room, and there's some help in the people in the chat room, and you just click the button to listen and listen on.
Is there any way to get it on a regular radio?
No. Actually, this is an internet radio. It's a new kind of radio, right, Marla?
It's better than regular radio. You don't have to worry about the station failing on you when you drive out of the...
It's worldwide. You can hear us anywhere in the world.
So you can't drive that away from it.
No, and you could also listen to us anytime you like. Marla's, our shows are available now live or later if you'd like to listen to it.
If you got the email that I just sent out, you just click on the Blog Talk Radio link, and then there's the Fly Lady logo on the homepage of Blog Talk Radio. Click on that, and you go right to the show.
Well, my trouble is I'm calling you on a trio.
Well,
it doesn't do it.
So you're sophisticated. So do you have a question for for Marla or
No, I just want to tell her thank you for all she does.
Well, you're welcome.
It's just amazing.
Well, you do the work, though, sweetie.
Yeah, but, you know, I didn't really know how until you came along.
Well, you knew how, you just didn't want to. And now you want to because you feel better about yourself because you do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. So let's take another call, and then we'll kind of carry on with our agenda today.
Yeah.
So 765, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. I was calling. I wanted to say thank you so very much to Marla.
And what's your name?
My name is Angie.
Hi, Angie.
And I just thought I might pass on a funny little thing I seen my husband last night. I come in. He comes in pretty late, and I come up to say good morning, basically, to him, and caught him sitting in there shining the sink because he had rinsed out his dishes from dinner when he was at work.
I want to applaud him. Yay!
Yeah, he said, it looks so good, I hate to leave water spots in it.
Aww.
So I was getting help and didn't even know it.
Well, that's the beauty of it because the clean is contagious.
Yeah, it is.
And it so is messy, though, but because if you leave one messy thing in the sink, they're going to say, okay, it's free reign here. We can just put all this stuff in the sink.
Yeah.
But if you leave your dishwasher empty and your sink empty, then they'll put the things away. They'll even wash the dish and put it away.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I just stood kind of hiding behind the fridge watching him. He got all done. I said, what was you doing? He said, it just looks so good.
See, that goes to prove you, Alan, that men are watching.
Well, that's for sure. That is incredible. That is, I'm going, you know, right after the show's over, I'm going in and making sure my sink is shiny.
Oh, it makes a difference. And even my mom, she's noticed a difference in my house, and now I print off all the emails and take them to her because she doesn't have internet. And she's doing the fly lady with me.
Well,
just
make
she
sure
has
she
to
throws
do it a
them
day
away.
Behind.
Make
yeah.
sure she throws them away, cause not to hold on to them, because we don't want her house full of emails.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I said, you've got to do them, and as soon as they're done, they go in the trash, because they're done.
Oh, that's a good idea. Just delete to the trash can.
Exactly.
That's right.
No clutter in the email box.
Well,
that's
thank
right.
you so much for sharing that with us today.
That's
thank
great.
You.
Thanks, Angie.
Thanks uh-huh. for calling.
Bye.
Well, as I thought it would happen, Marla, the switchboard is full. So let's take another one, and then we'll talk a little about what's coming up for the Fly
oh,
Lady.
That
okay?
Fun.
Excellent. So let's take 501. Let's see if that we get you. 501, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Cindy Warren. Can you hear me?
Sure yeah. we can. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Where are you calling from, Cindy?
I'm calling from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Do you have a question for Marla?
Well, I kind of, it's more of a comment, and I want to just thank you from the bottom of my heart. You have changed my life, and my husband, too. And for about a year, all I did was read the emails and keep my sink clean. That was about all I could do. I was clinically depressed.
That's okay.
And,
you just do what you can do.
I just took baby steps, and little bit by little bit, I've implemented your routines into my life, and everyone has noticed a difference. My house, as a matter of fact, my neighbor said the other day that my bathroom was pristine. I haven't really cleaned it. You know what I mean? I really cleaned it in, like, months. I just swish and swipe. And I think it's the greatest. You are just the greatest. And I wanted to tell you that I learned from a professional counselor that clutter actually changes your brain chemicals and can make you depressed.
I believe that with all my heart.
I'll bet you do. I thought that was fascinating because you always talk about how it makes us feel bad, and it actually changes your brain chemicals. And decluttering does the same thing. It reverses the effect.
It's so powerful to just get rid of a bag full of things with a 27 fling boogie.
It just empowers you.
And it's contagious, and you keep doing it. And then you get very particular about what you bring in your house.
That's right.
And then you won't be buying more clutter.
Uh-huh. And if something comes in, then something has to go out.
Exactly. And sometimes when you're in the decluttering mode, two things have to go away.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, I'm very proud of you. And how's your depression these days?
You know, my depression is completely in remission.
Did you take medication? I'm sorry to be nosy, but
you can be nosy. I did take medication, and I took counseling, but you are a part of that reason.
Well, I had to take medication once upon a time when I was just sitting, pretty much in a catatonic state, not able to move.
Oh, bless your heart.
And it's okay to have to take medication because that helps to balance out those chemicals, and then you start getting to the root of the. You've got that. You're feeling lighter when you start taking the medication, and then you start seeing the ability to what you've got to do, the counseling and getting rid of clutter and setting up routines, because that's all cognitive therapy is setting up routines.
Well, that's true, and I guess it's kind of a cognitive decluttering, huh?
It's empowering. It's decluttering the brain at the same time.
Yeah.
That you're getting your house in order. And really, that's all we're doing is if I can talk to you about getting what's in your head in order, then the house is going to come together.
And that's so much of what you do. It's a new way of thinking.
Well, people lovingly refer to it as fly washing.
Oh, fly washing.
But if we did something and I told you that you were going to change your way of thinking after you were a part of what we did, you wouldn't be a part of it. So it kind of has to be subliminal.
But it is a whole new way of thinking. And I've told so many people about the 15-minute rule, and, you know, I got my cousin doing swish and swipe. It's contagious. When I joined your email list, I think there were 250,000, and now there's like over 400,000, right?
Yes, 448.
You're impacting a lot of lives.
Well, you're about to change a lot more. So why don't we get into it? And thank you for calling. We really appreciate your call today.
Thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We have another call or two, but those on hold will just please be patient for a bit, and you'll be able to hear the show on the phone, as you can, on Blog Talk Radio. So speaking of broadening your appeal and your audience, let's talk about what the latest news is. We're going to break on Blog Talk Radio right here.
I've told the ladies just a little bit about it, but during the holiday season, people are so wrapped up, they probably didn't even see it in an email.
Okay.
But it wasn't really an announcement, and so you're getting the exclusive. Blog Talk Radio is getting the exclusive.
We don't generally break news on this network, but for the Fly Lady, it's my honor. I'm privileged to be able to do that with you. So let's talk about it. What's the big news that's happening in your life and in your community?
Well, the big news is from the worst article ever written about me, about what we do, has come the best news. And the best news is that people from Warper Productions who work with Warner Brothers want to do a Fly Lady television show.
That's amazing.
And it will be a daily show going up in daytime television, not on the cable networks. It will be on main broadcast TV, going up the likes of the ladies that are there now and the gentlemen.
The ladies. So let's just say we have let's go over a few of them. Not that we want to focus much on, you know, those other networks, but a lady whose name begins with the letter O and ends in H.
Well, you know, everybody loves Oprah.
Yeah.
I mean, she has for 30 years. I mean, I've been watching her since I worked at a television. I didn't work at a television studio. I worked at an appliance store that sold TVs, and behind me, I would put Oprah on every television state, every television in the room when she first came on. So she is a powerful person in my life, has always been. I don't get to watch her much anymore because I don't put other things in my head too much. But her format of her show and what she's done over the years, the love that she has for people is very contagious.
Yes.
Pardon me.
I agree.
So, when did you really think that it was viable that you would be on TV? Is this your objective to just to reach as many people as you can, and you started with that one person in 1999, and now you're up to 450,000 in Yahoo groups, and you're on Blog Talk Radio affecting thousands
okay,
of people.
Okay, Alan. Alan, let's get real here. My objective was never to mentor 10 people. It was that one person.
Right.
In my
started head. That one person.
It's always been just that one person. And that one person is you that's sitting at your computer right now, or those of you that have called in by accident and listening to us on the telephone. It's that one person that is looking at her home and knowing that that home is a representation of who she is, and yet she can't stand to look at it. And she can't stand to walk into the bathroom and see herself in the mirror because the home is pulling her down. I want to change that. I want to change that for that one person. And I can do it via email. I can do it via Blog Talk Radio, which we're still going to continue to do. And I think we can do it via television because just in the last 2 years since I've been doing the little vignettes with this television station in Knoxville, Tennessee, the ladies are loving seeing me in person via the internet with an internet just little blurbs of me for 1.5 minutes. They love being able to see the love in my heart. And that when the Woper people contacted me, Mark Woper, he said, Marla, what do you think when you got the email from us about we were thinking about doing a documentary about Fly Lady? And I said, I laughed. And he said, why would you laugh? And I said, why would anybody want to do a documentary about me? It's not about me. It's about what the ladies accomplish in their homes. And then he started spouting off about the doing shows and how would we do a reality show. And I said, sorry about that. I don't do reality shows. I'm just not going to do a reality show because I don't want to embarrass a single one of my members in any form or fashion. He said, well, they would give us permission to come in their homes. And I said, they don't even know that it's going to embarrass them. I wouldn't do that to them. They can come into my home anytime they want to. I don't want them to feel like that I'm going to surprise them. I'll never forget I had an employee that wasn't an employee at the time, but she was a lady that lived here in Brevard, and she was always afraid that I would show up at her house. And then she started working for me, and her house became our distribution center, which was a terrible thing for me to do to somebody. So we eventually had to move it out of her house into a building so that it wouldn't take over her home. I want people to love their home, walk in their home, and feel like it hugs them. That's the feeling I want them to get from this show. So when Mark was talking to me about what my idea for a show was, I gave them this. And I said, I want you to think of it like this. It's Sesame Street for adult women. They get to watch television, and they get to learn something about themselves. They get missions that they can accomplish like we do with Blog Talk Radio every week. You get a mission, and you go into the dishwasher while the commercial break is going on. You do all of these things, and they've spent their hour watching TV, and they have actually accomplished something instead of beating themselves up because they wasted their time. And
wow.
He said, okay, when can we start filming?
That's unbelievable. Now,
I'm really
amazed
at that, Marla, at the integrity that you have about your community. And you know, I'm sure a lot of other people would love to kind of use other people for entertainment purposes. And the fact that you know, it really shows where your heart is in this. And I think it's really impressive.
Well, Oprah's people asked me to be on a show as the expert on a show with a lady who was severely depressed and had birds flying around her home and puppies running around making messes, and she had a lot of clutter. And they wanted me to go into her home and fuss at her about this, and I said, I can't fuss at anybody because I've been there. I know what it's like not to be able to function in a home. She needs help, and You're not doing her a service by going in there and having somebody come in and clean it up for her because it will be a mess again in 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to do it for herself. And I turned them down. And when I told Mark that I had turned down Oprah, he couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're probably one of the only people that would ever consider doing that. So we have someone who's been online for a long time, so why don't we bring them on? And they're very patient, and then we'll get back into this story. So hold on, please. We got 910. You're on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for holding.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Thank you for waiting so patiently.
Oh, no problem at all. First, I'd like to say, Marla, I just
I was introduced to you a couple years ago by a coworker. We were just sitting and she was telling me about a book that she was introduced to by a friend. I immediately, 15 minutes later, I went to the Barnes & Noble and purchased the book and was hooked right away. I'm a payroll she, of course. I have 4 children, 4 months old being the smallest and 7 being the oldest. So I am extremely busy on top of work. But I took little steps, and I fell off for a while, had a baby, and then jumped back on it. My husband, I have him looking at the book also, and he said, you know, you don't have to do exactly what she has written in this book. You're going to stress yourself out doing it. Why don't you adapt it to your lifestyle? He said, I don't think that she wants you to stress out over the book. Think about the bigger picture, not just what steps she's taking.
He is so wise.
He is. He said, you know, you don't know what the fly lady has going on at home. You know, you have to adapt it to yourself. And then he said, look, let's take this seriously. Let's, you know, declare our zones. We'll do 15 minutes every night after the kids go to bed. You do one room and I'll do one, and we'll work on this together. That's something that you really want to do. So I said, okay, that sounds great. That's support. Now I have him going to the Fly Lady website. He said, oh, did you download the holiday? And I said, no, I haven't, but I promise I'll get on it. But I've been trying to get you to come here because I started a women's group basically based on you completely, on the motivation that you gave me several years ago and that I have till this day. I have my kids doing the house fairy. They're really excited about her. They're helping out. I mean, my whole life is really based around this book, and your whole, the way you think, everything has just changed me completely. And I'm trying to get you to come to motivate other women here at Fort Bragg, because I know there's a lot of depression here because they have deployed spouses, and sometimes they let everything just clutter on top of one of everything because, you know, they're depressed or spouses.
I was at Fort Bragg, it'll be 2 years ago in April.
Really?
Yeah, I was there for a volunteer conference, and I was actually the guest speaker that got to entertain the 3-star General Wagner.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it was for Special Forces. And he put his medal in my hand when he shook my hand, and I said, oh, what's that? And he said, that's my medal. It's the little arrowhead thing. And
the coin, yeah.
The coin, yeah. And I said, oh, I give hugs, and threw my arms around him. Then I thought that because he stole my microphone. And everybody's just dying that I'm doing that to a 3-star general. You know?
Yeah. Well, I'm really looking forward. I sent an email to you. I'm really looking forward to have you here and motivating everybody else. I can only do so much motivating. I'm down to the planning my dinners, getting my house together. I mean, your whole lifestyle, the whole way of thinking has just changed me completely. I look forward to the emails every day. I look forward to hearing other people's experience. It's just touching to see and speaking to you and listening to you and seeing how you brought this all together shows how sincere you are, how genuine you are, that you really care about people. And that's what my group is all about, and I'm so honored to be able to actually speak with you.
Well, sweetie, you're doing a whole lot for your group of women that you're trying to help, too. And when you get the clutter out of your head and you get the clutter out of your home, then you find out what you want to be when you grow up. Because without having done that, I wouldn't be Fly Lady. I would be here in Fly Lady name only, but I wouldn't know what it is my purpose for living was. And
well,
you're finding that out, too.
It is. I want to give what you've given to me to everybody else. And that's the point to where I am right now. I'm so overwhelmed with joy that I have to give it to somebody else. I can't keep this all to myself.
Well, let me give you one little bit of advice. Utilize Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
For the support groups in the military.
Okay.
This is going to be a powerful tool for you to help women all over the world.
Okay. I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Marla. Appreciate that as well. And we, yeah, I mean, come on the network and create a show and invite your friends and interact with them and exchange ideas, and that's what it's all about. I mean, that's what Marla's all about, and that's what I'm all about here at Blog Talk Radio. So, and of course, you'll be able to see, hopefully, as planned, the TV show, and you'll be able to have your group watch Marla on TV.
Yes, I'm so excited about that. I was waiting to see what the announcement was. and like you said, Marla, I probably got the email last week, but with Thanksgiving and everything, I did not really pay attention.
That's okay. It's better to do it live and in person.
I'm ecstatic about it. I think that's the best news that I've heard in a long time. And congratulations. I'm so happy for you. And you're just many blessings to you. Many blessings to you. I can't show you how much I appreciate you.
Well, I have a challenge for everybody listening. And this is what the Whopper production people wanted me to talk about. They want me to have our listeners, and Blog Talk Radio is the greatest place in the world to do this with, because we'll let Alan tell the nut story later. But
okay.
But what they would like for us to do is to get some buzz going about a Fly Lady and Friends television show out to your local area, your local television networks, because it costs a fortune for these people to do their own television shows, even their noonday shows and all this stuff. They spend a lot of money building these television shows when they could buy something that could help their listening and watching audience every day. So we're going to be pitching this to syndicators sometime December or January, and then it will get pitched to all the local television stations at a big event in Las Vegas. And I don't really know what that event's called, but it's where all the executive producers go to purchase the Oprah shows and all of those things.
Correct.
So there's one show. It'll be in one channel in every market, and there's 240 markets around the country.
Well, we'll definitely work on organizing that with you. So we're
that'll be fun.
Thank you for calling. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank
Goodbye.
You so much.
And Marlo, there was a question in the chat room. Someone wanted to know, a Saskatchewan fly baby wanted to know if you had any idea when the show would be available in Canada or places other than the U.S.
Well, here's what I've told them, is that if we do a television show, it has got to be podcast as well, so that people can download it and watch it on their computers, because I do have a worldwide audience.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they would make that happen.
Great.
Well, it's excellent. And, of course, Blog Talk Radio is a worldwide audience, and we're talking about, you know, definitely keeping in touch with your fans on Blog Talk Radio while the shows, you know, are happening, and being part of this interactive, maintaining an interactive dialogue with your community, because they need it, Marla. They need it from you.
I don't ever want to be to the point that my fly babies can't pick up the phone during a show and say, I get to talk to Marla. I don't want to be the untouchable. I want them to be able to walk up to me at an expo and say, I really liked what you said. Look at this picture I took of us together. You know?
Right.
It's, I don't want to lose that.
No.
And my fly babies will keep my feet on the floor. Just last week I got a fortune cookie, and it says, your friends will keep you grounded.
Oh.
So.
That's pretty incredible. Hey, Lou, we have another call, so let's take that. It's 330. Thank you for being so patient. You're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Alan. It's Luke Armour.
Luke, how are you?
Hi,
I'm
Luke.
Good.
Hillary.
Hi, Hillary. Marla, I just wanted to say congratulations. I'm, of course, the PR coordinator for Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we just love you. You do so many good things.
Well, that's debatable. But, you know, you were talking earlier about, you know, just reaching out to that one person, and I remember when you first joined the network, we were talking about Blog Talk Radio, and you couldn't stop extolling the virtues of Alan Levy and the network, and I said, you know, I mean, people really enjoy doing shows, and you said, if a person does a show and they're reaching one person, if they have one listener, it still has value because one person is being touched by that show. And so, you know, if you look at you saying, you know, I didn't start my Yahoo group thinking I was going to have hundreds of thousands of people. I started it to talk to that one person. And it's just amazing to see how far you've come and how parallel that is to some of the people we have here on the network.
Everyone on the network is just another fly lady waiting to happen. There's no doubt.
When I created this company a year ago, when my dad passed, and you know, the story has been told on Blog Talk Radio, and you know, I didn't know blogging from anything, and I wasn't thinking I was going to attract people with 10,000 listeners, or I was wanting to attract the people that had 10 listeners or 5 listeners, and then the next week they'd have 8, and then 20, and 25, and 50, 100, and now they're getting 1,000. It's called empowerment, and there are a lot of parallels between what you've done, Marla, and what we've done here at Blog Talk Radio, in that it's not about us. This network is not about Alan Levy. Okay, it's about everyone out there. It's the host. It's the community. I do a show. This is my show. Yes, I own the network and we built it, but it's not about me. Just like it's not about you.
It's about empowering that one person to go out and do what they've been put here to do.
Right.
Amen to that.
Yes, and when you provide these tools to these to individuals, as the women, and of course the stories of their husbands, which is exciting and shocking and all that, very very exciting today. That's what you do, is you empower people. And when you empower people, you make them stronger, and they just the power of a many to many concept is enormous, and it's what you're developing, and certainly what we're developing. So. Well, Luke, thank you for calling. I appreciate
it.
Yeah,
nice to hear from you, Luke.
Doing it
great. Marla, we're looking forward to the show. I can't wait to be able to get it either on the television or through the computer. It'll be great.
Well, I want all of you listening to think about how we can incorporate Blog Talk Radio into an after-the-show feature, or to talk about the show, or, you know, jump on board with Fly Lady and her friends and be, you know, whatever we can do to make that connection.
Well, there's no shortage of ideas, so we'll think of something.
All right, well, thanks a lot, guys. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Terrific. So why don't we just, we have a string of calls up here. Again, I'll give the number out. It's 347-677-0649, and we have another call. So why don't we just take them, Marla? Is okay?
Yes.
Perfect, okay. 518, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm calling from Schenectady, New York. My name is Tricia.
Hi, Tricia.
And I've been a Fly Baby for about 3 years now. My sister introduced me, and I've just loved it. And, you know, like so many others, I've, you know, gone in way over my head and failed and then, you know, sulked about it and all that. But recently I've just really been plugging away 15 minutes at a time, not looking at the whole picture, looking at small zones and all that, and really conquering a lot of things that have just overwhelmed me over the years. Well, about 3 weeks ago, my daughter got a phone call from a friend and wanted to have a play date. And they started talking about the dates. You know, they're only 6 years old, 6 and 7 years old. And they said, you know, well, this date's not good. And, you know, they sound just like me and my friend, the little girl's mom. And she goes, my daughter says to her friend, she goes, well, you're going to want to come over like today or tomorrow because my house is clean right now. And I started laughing hearing this. And after the conversation was done, I said, honey, you need to know something. This is the way it's going to stay. And I tried to empower my children too, saying, you know, this is your home too. And, you know, we need to do this together. And we've been making it a really fun time every single week. So I just want to thank you for all the encouragement through the, you know, the emails and all that stuff. And I tell people that Fly Lady can say things to me that my husband cannot.
that's the truth.
So, I mean, you can tell me to get off my fanny and I'm okay.
We don't rebel. You don't rebel against me.
I don't. But so for some reason, if my husband said it, I may not take it as well. So I just wanted to thank you for all that you do for us and just encouraging us. And my daughter can now have friends over without having to worry about, you know, the house. And, you know, at 6 years old, she shouldn't have to worry about that anyway. So, but it's a blessing to be able to open my home to anybody that comes to the door and not gasp if the doorbell rings.
Well, I'm very proud of you because you had to take the motivation and run with it. Or shall we say, fly with it.
Fly with it. That's right.
I'm very proud of you. Keep up the good work and give that daughter a hug for me.
I will. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling. It's amazing, the passion. I mean, have you tracked the fly babies or the people who have been a part of your community from years ago? And, you know, and how... Is there, you know, how the oldest ones? I guess I'm sure you have a bunch that came in, and, you know, 6, 7 years ago.
Well, it's hard to track them. I only know them via their email addresses, and it's hard to see which one joins first. I get emails that say, I joined when you had 200 members. Well, I know about when that was in the Life of Fly Lady, the email group, but it's just, it doesn't matter if they joined yesterday or 7 years ago. It's still, tomorrow's a brand new day. We jump up. We're not behind. There is no Fly Lady wagon to fall off of. We just get in and do what we've got to do, and we do it now, and we have a new slogan for 2008. It just came in an email. It's so good. Do it now. Don't just wait. Things get done in 2008.
I like it.
Very good. Now, what was the slogan for 2007, since I only met you about 2 months ago?
Okay. The slogan for 2007 is progress, not perfection.
Oh, no wonder why. Yeah, right. And here's a lesson I want to just tell all the listeners. Anyone who interacts with Marla, is one word you cannot use in her presence. You can't even describe a diamond in this term. Perfect.
There is no perfect.
Right. There's no such thing as perfect.
Have you ever looked at a diamond under a big magnification?
That's true. That was the worst example I could have possibly used, because there is no perfect diamond. Oh, of course. I can't catch you. So we have another call.
You're wrong again. Yes, we have a lot of calls, so let's take one. 303, are you there?
They're probably listening to the show via the telephone.
Oh, of course they are. Hi, 303, you're on. Okay, let's go to the next one. 405, you're on Blog Talk Radio. 405? So let's talk, we have some other calls, but why don't we get into a little more of the show. What's the format going to be, and what types of things are you going to be doing on the show?
I think we're going to stick to what we know how to do. And this morning I had a two-hour conference call with Fly Lady Laura and Katie and Kelly, and everyone was there except my sister Patty, and she's still recuperating, and Jessica and Lee, and we just sort of put our heads together, and we brainstormed over the weekend, because a dear friend of mine, Alan Levy, told me that I needed to put together on paper what it is I felt the show needed to be about. So I wrote this weekend. You did get that, didn't you,
yes,
Alan?
Yes, it was great.
So I've written the overview of the show. Well, then I started outlining the show. And I called Whopper Productions just a few minutes ago and told Sam, that's in the front office, that I had started doing this, and he just said Mark would be ecstatic. You know, he would be so excited to know that I've already started work on it. But it's going to be the same thing we do in emails. And on the website, we're going to have a quote of the day, which is going to pretty much be the foundation for the whole show. We're going to start out with a monologue like Johnny Carson used to do and get you excited about what we're going to learn. We're going to have a mission from Kelly. We're going to have the focus, the habit we're going to be practicing for the whole month. There's going to be some animation that's going to segue between the segments that will be the reminders, like where are your shoes and what's for dinner. And you know, we can't do any kind of television show without Fly Lady's closest friends, and that's going to be Leanne and Jonathan and the House Fairy and Leslie and you know, just all... Fly Lady Laura that writes our decorating column. We're gonna pull the people in to help me help you. And then I get to have special guests occasionally, and I hope, Alan, that you will be on my show occasionally.
Well,
just to talk about the community that you've built on Blog Talk Radio and that we will continue to build, because I consider myself a big part of Blog Talk Radio, so I say it collectively when I say we.
There's no doubt you are a big
part of
it.
You are part of us.
You
hey,
are.
Lady.
We're now linked.
And Yahoo, I'll have the Yahoo people on, because that's a big part of what we continue to do. And the Fly Lady system will always be free for anybody that needs it.
So yeah, I think what good thing, and when I see what you're doing, what you use different tools, and you meet people, and they help shape what you accomplish and what you do in your life, and therefore you're making these tools and you're promoting these tools for others that they can help themselves.
Right.
So while you're using Blog Talk Radio or Yahoo or other tools in your email list, and it's helped you create your community, but the people in your community can accomplish many of the same things that you've accomplished by adapting these ideals and using some of these very tools that you use.
It's so simple. And sometimes when it's so simple, people won't try it.
Right.
Because there's nothing easier than logging on and setting up your own show on Blog Talk Radio. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Well, your first show you did within 15 minutes before you going on air, and I think you had close to 2,000 live listeners, so it's pretty incredible.
That was a good example.
You did bust our system up, I must say. I was in a meeting at the time with Simon & Schuster, and I was displaying our new network.
With my publishing house.
Your publishing house, so we have to give kudos to Simon & Schuster. They are good people, and your publishing house, and they were real excited, and I was in a meeting. I said, have you heard of Fly Lady? Because I didn't know that they were publishing. And the VP marketing said, oh, yeah, we know Marla quite well. I said, well, why don't you take a look at this great system, and why don't you listen to a live show? And I go over there, and, oh, boy, we're frozen. We were fly swatted, as they say. So.
Hey, that's what my attorney calls himself, the fly swatter.
The fly swatter. Well, we do after that. My Rob, who handles our technology, he said, that's it. You know, I it's a mission now. I have my mission, my fly lady mission, to make this system scalable and be able to withstand the entourage. And so far, we've held up pretty good.
You've done very well.
We're trying.
Growing pains are okay.
The switchboard is lit up, so
yeah. So we're going to take
some
calls.
More calls.
Hillary, you want to take 810?
Yes, 810. 810. You're on the air with Alan Levy and the Fly Lady, and with myself, Hillary. How are you?
I'm good.
What's your name?
My name is Angela.
Hi, Angela.
I wanted to thank Fly Lady because, really, quite honestly, she saved my life. I have severe depression, and I would forget to take my meds. And when I started establishing my morning routine, I never forgot, and I got much better. And I have not had any horrible experiences since then, as long as I stick to my morning routine, and it makes a huge difference. I suffer from that whole wanting to be the dirty word perfect, and it's very liberating, and
I know exactly how you
tell
feel
you.
About medication. It's hard for me to take medication because, number one, medication for women, it tends to think we're less than perfect if we have to take medicine, and I know because I have to take medicine, and my husband gave me the greatest thing to piggyback the habit of taking medicine with. What do? Every morning and every evening before we go to bed, we brush our teeth. If we would piggyback taking our medicine with our teeth brushing.
Oh, absolutely.
It would work.
Absolutely. I keep my medicine right on my counter in my bathroom, and I remember it. That's how I remember it.
We put it away, we've forgotten it.
Yes, that's what I do. I completely forget if I had it away. So ever since I've had it out, it's just made a huge difference. And there was something else that was wonderful about what Fly Lady has done for me. Years ago, when I first heard about Fly Lady, was through an adoption board on Yahoo. And a lot of those who are going through adoption, they suffer from this waiting and this horrible waiting, and how do you cope with it? And one person said, well, I've been doing this Fly Lady, and it really helps me take my mind off it, and it helps me get ready for when that day finally comes. And it's a huge comfort. And I know a lot of people that got a great amount of comfort and helped them get through that time, and it obviously makes a difference.
Well, a lot of times we twiddle our thumbs and whine and worry and do all the non-productive things. When you can get up and release the stress that's in your body by mopping a floor or by vacuuming, there's nothing more aerobic than vacuuming, or just taking a walk in the woods in the fall leaves. I mean, anytime you can release stress from your body, you're going to win. Whatever,
absolutely.
You're going to have a go me moment, and there's no sense in twiddling your thumbs and whining and worrying when you can get up and do something constructive. And I applaud you. You need to celebrate.
Well, I am. I work two jobs and I go to school. So if I didn't have Fly Lady, I would go crazy. So it makes a difference. Well, and I can't tell you how much you mean to me, and my husband is so grateful for you because it really literally has saved my life. And I can't thank you enough for helping me develop those habits.
Well, you had to take the pill. You had to open up the bottle. You had to set up the routine that triggered that memory that this is when I do this. And we all have to have those little triggers. And it's okay. We're not a less than of a person if we need a reminder. I lived with Post-it notes on my bathroom mirror for 3 years until my habits became ingrained in me.
Well, I still have my clings everywhere, so that's what helps me.
Well, thank you for calling. And
thank you so much.
Thank you for
sharing your story with us. It's great.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Have a great day. That's, you know, that's great. I mean, you know, and to hear them, you know, Angela, come on and talk with you, you know, it's terrific. So why don't we carry on, and we have some more calls. 256, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
My name's Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. Welcome
from Sweet Home, Alabama.
Oh, welcome from Alabama.
Where are you in Alabama?
Anniston, Alabama.
I know where Anniston is.
And what I want to call and say is thank you, Fly Lady. Because of you, our family is going to be featured on a documentary. Because I felt confident enough to invite the TV crew in our home.
Yay!
And what documentary?
And I shared Fly Lady with the documentary crew also. Because the documentary is called Real Families, Real Answers. And it's going to be on BYU TV in the spring. And we are going to be featured on the 12th episode.
I can't wait to see it. I am going to set my TiVo up right now.
And it's about families that face obstacles and they get through it with their faith intact and how their faith plays into their daily lives.
Oh, I know the people in Utah really do love me. I was did a television show for Good Things Utah, and the ladies, there's four host ladies there on the show, and they said, our Mormon women really need you, Marla.
Well, see, what it was is I was watching your where you went to their women's conference.
Yes, the family conference.
And when I was on that website, I clicked on the link to the Real Families and then submitted our story, and they called us back.
What?
So I was even watching you when I
That is
applied.
Funny. That was a great event. I was on the same agenda with Dr. Stephen Covey, and we spoke in front of 10,000 people at the convention center in Salt Lake City. It's the largest audience I've ever spoken in front of.
Wow.
And I'm sorry if I sound distracted. I just got my kids off the bus, and so
I'm taking them
in the house.
That's okay. Well, thank you for calling.
I appreciate that.
And we're going to look forward to drop a note when that's on to Blog Talk Radio, and we'll profile it as well, your documentary.
Okay, I'll drop the email to Blog Talk and to Marla.
Okay,
I can't find out.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Excellent. Okay, great. So the documentaries are starting now.
Well, the Fly Lady Media, you know, empire is unstoppable now.
Great.
Well, it's all about that one person who was able to open her door.
Yes.
And last summer, I did a newspaper story with the Chicago Tribune. And the whole premise of the story is they weren't going to tell me when they were coming to my house. They were going to call when they were 15 minutes away. And they did. And I was able to open the door.
Without clutter.
Without any clutter.
I
had on my workout clothes, and my dogs were puppy toe prints on the floor. But, hey, it was good enough to take pictures for a newspaper.
That's good.
And, you know, good enough is good enough.
That's true. 405. Let's see. We have 405. You're on Blog Talk Radio. How are you? 405? I think 405 tried to get in earlier, and we had a little trouble with 405. So
maybe they're listening on the phone because
it's
they can't get the computer.
They could be.
Let's mute them and
then carry on. There's a 516, so I know it's a Long Island caller.
Hi, I'm 516.
Hi, how are you? What's your name, 516?
Hi, my name is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
How are you? Oh, this is how you do it with area codes.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
You see your name on the switchboard.
Ah, you know what? I missed the early part of the show, but I was online, and I saw that Marla had an announcement. Is she doing a TV show?
Yes.
When is it going to be on?
Well, we're working on getting the funding for it. You know, everything has to have dollar signs behind it.
Yeah.
We're putting together the shows right now, and we will be pitching it to syndicators, and the syndicators will be trying to sell it to the local television station.
Oh, how cool.
So we're pitching the idea, but it's still Warner Brothers folks wanting us to do a television show, so that's big news to me.
That's major news. That's wonderful.
It's, you know, being a little old country girl, having grown up on a farm in western Tennessee, it just seems kind of funny.
That's so fabulous. Now, did I hear you actually say that you turned down Oprah Winfrey? That did she? Because I always used to wonder. I would say to myself, you know, I wonder why Oprah Winfrey hasn't gone after her.
Well, it wasn't Oprah that I turned down. It was a producer that wanted me to do things their way.
Mm.
And I can't be rude to anybody. And Oprah ended up apologizing to folks over the way they handled that show and got the lady some psychiatric help, which was wonderful.
Now, are you a fly baby? Are you a fly?
I am. I've been a fly baby for 3 years, and I have to tell you that I've been very well. Two things. Number one, it's you know, I've read her testimony. I've read the testimonials, and I've gotten a little competitive, and I've said, "Oh, how come I'm not as good as that?" But then I realized that, you know, when I've gotten rid of clutter and stuff that I don't need in the house, it's like the fog that has lifted, which is wonderful. And the other thing is that the reason I was asking about Oprah was that I did see a show that she did about somebody who was a hoarder, which I've never, I mean, a big-time hoarder.
That was the one I was referring to. I'm sorry. That was Oprah with the hoarder.
The hoarder with the, where the house with the 3,000, you know, with all, the house looked like a warehouse.
Yes.
And I said to myself, I can't, you know, my heart just broke. And to me, there's no physical property is worth junking up your house like that. Nothing. There is nothing to me that's worth junking up your house like. I mean, I love to read, but that's why libraries exist. You know, I love to, you know, I can't, to me, people have, one of the biggest thing probably that Fly Lady has done for me is to make me realize that when you get rid of clutter, and every day I realize this, that you can concentrate on the things that are important to you because you're not dealing with junk in the house. And having said that, I still have a lot to do, but I have less to do.
And you're celebrating every day. I think the biggest thing for those of us who have a lot of clutter is to think about if there were a fire racing up the mountainside right now coming at your house, what would you walk out, what would you miss? Walk around your house and figure out if you lost everything, what would you miss the most? And that tells you what's important because for me, it's my three dogs and my cat, mm-hmm. and I would miss my computer. And maybe the pearls Robert gave me for our first Christmas. So.
Well, you'd have to
I can tell you right now.
Too, right? You'd have to wake Robert.
Oh,
you know what?
He probably wouldn't be home. He'd be in court somewhere.
Okay.
But, yeah, he would be in that. But.
Okay, good.
I can tell you that I can tell you what I would miss. I play piano, and I love the piano, but I wouldn't even miss that because I could get another one. What I would grab, after grabbing hold of my family, I would grab the very valuable photos. That's what I would miss. But the photos come second. The family comes first.
Right.
Well, even my piano that I love, I could get another one.
You can't get a piano out of a door in a fire.
That would be tough. Well,
right.
Nancy, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I appreciate
it.
Great.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I have a great new tool for backing up photos.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, I use my iPod.
Okay.
For backing up photos, and I also back them up on a website that I pay for gigabytes, but the website's mainly free, but you can get 100 gigs if you want to back up photos on, called Picasa. It's a Google product.
Sure.
And it's a wonderful tool for backing up your photos, so you really don't even have to worry about grabbing photo albums.
Right. That's
it's,
true.
Yeah.
Well, you're very technically capable.
Savvy.
I mean, how long has it have you always been this way? You know, you're on the web. I mean, FlyLady, FlyLady.net, your website. You have your your web properties, you do Blog Talk Radio. You're just comfortable around technology.
Will you come and teach me how to use a remote control for my TiVo? I mean, I am not comfortable around technology. I have learned how to do things, but it's been because I knew it would help more people. You can do anything when you want to do something. So we just have to decide what it is we really want and set out to do it. And if learning how to speak geek was one of those things, then I could do that. And I sat at the table, Alan and I were at dinner with the Yahoo people, and I sat right next to Steve, one of the head engineer for the groups. And I got to sit by him, and I got to talk geek. And we had so much fun, didn't we, Alan?
Yeah, you did. But that, I went to this moderator's town hall, and, of course, Mala is the largest Yahoo groups, as we've said, around 450,000, and the next largest is a Harry Potter adult Facebook group for 50,000. It was a room full of people, and I learned everything I could ever even want to know about Yahoo groups. I was kind of dozing off after about.
Are you going to tell this on you?
After about 2 hours, a little more, and the last question of the evening, I was slouched over in my chair, waiting for this to end. It was thoroughly enjoyable, but it was a bit long. There's a question about, you know, is Yahoo planning some form of interactive audio feature?
And we have this little tiny lady between us. She had to be in her 80s, sitting between us, and I couldn't even elbow him to wake up. I had to pop him on the back of the shoulder from behind her.
And that, of course, is the last question of the evening, and the Yahoo Groups guys were sitting up on the dais and saying, oh, by the way, we happen to have someone in the audience, so Alan Levy, who created Blog Talk Radio, that does that very thing. So it was a lot of fun.
I actually have the picture of you and that fellow together that I have to send to you because the Yahoo people looked at me like, Marla, you set this up. I know you did this. And we were totally innocent.
Yeah, for sure.
Someone in the chat room is saying that they're from the UK and that your UK fly babies are very happy for you that you're going to have a television show. They wanted us to say it out loud to you.
Oh, that's sweet of them.
Well, that's terrific. We're going to build, we're actually incorporating Skype. I don't know if you use Skype, Marla, but it's a great platform for, you know, communicating, and there's 10 million Skype users that are on at any given time.
I know a lot of military families use Skype.
Right, so we're incorporating Skype into the platform where people can make a Skype-in call to reach the show, so they want to dial a phone number for the listener. So that's something we're working on in the next...
Oh, that cuts out the phone bills.
It cuts out the phone bills, correct. So
love it.
That's great. You know, so we're refining the tools. But we have another call, but what I wanted to say... It's amazing, you know, Nancy's from Long Island. You've had calls now here. We have someone chatting from the UK. You have people from Canada, California, throughout the country and the world, really. And doesn't that blow you away? I mean, how the reach that this has had?
They feel like they're my next-door neighbor. I don't feel like – the world is a smaller place now because of Blog Talk Radio and the Internet, and I can have a conversation, just like I do with you practically every night, with someone on the other side of the world. And we get to help each other. We don't have to be in the same room with a big committee. Your company, just think about your company. You have people working all over this country.
Yes.
That's correct.
And you've never had them in the same room.
That's none of them are in the same room. In fact, I haven't met Amy and Luke and a few of the people that work for me, Zach and others. I haven't met them.
Well, I have been through the same thing with my company. We have phone calls, and in fact, today we were doing some brainstorming about the television show, and I said we just should go set up a Blog Talk Radio show and just do it privately so that we actually have a record of this event that we're brainstorming this television show.
Exactly. You can create a new station, call it, you know, your own private thing, and it'll appear in your own profile, and all your archives will be there, and you can treat it where it's private, and you can have that available. That's a great idea.
It would have worked so well this morning. The way it was, we took notes, and they swapped the notes and sent them out to each other. But we don't have to have a brick-and-mortar building to create a community,
right.
A community center. The community center is right here on our internet with our phones doing what we need to do best.
Yes, And why don't we take some more calls while we have the switchboard continuing to light up. So 319, you're on Blog Talk Radio. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call. I'm
sure.
Really,
what's your name?
So my name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
And I'm calling from Southeast Iowa.
Okay.
And I am just so excited to hear about the new television show that hopefully is going to be produced. But Marla asked us to get busy and start contacting our local markets, and I was just wondering if you guys could offer some suggestions on ways to do that.
Let's see. Y'all are going to have to brainstorm with me on this. The executive producers at each local television show, each local station, there's somebody, you probably just call the switchboard.
Well, I have a better idea.
Okay.
I think we need to, you know what, we need to think about it and come up with a good plan and promote it and distribute it out there and let, you know, kind of get guidance from Mr. Wolpert and see what he suggests.
That could
sounds
be fun.
Great.
Yeah, I'll be letting you know via email and Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome. And I have one more question for you. I'm curious, I guess it's the cynic in me really wants to know, what is the relationship with your sponsors going to be like? Are we going to see you endorsing more products that we're seeing on the shelves, or what's going to happen there?
Well, I have always seen the Fly Lady logo on a Windex bottle. I'm just sorry. It's just
I can accept.
I have put her, I've actually put the cling on my Windex bottle to get a feel for it. And I hope one day that Johnson Family Products will be one of our sponsors. But you never know. I've told them that I wouldn't like to have credit card companies just because I know what pain people suffer with credit card debt. And I don't want to tempt people to do things like that. So, but, you know, a lot of people have a lot of great things to sell.
Absolutely.
And there are some good commercials out there, and there are some really bad commercials out there. But if they want to sponsor Fly Lady, maybe they'll do it in a wholesome way.
I sure hope so. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
It's going to be fun to be a part of the process.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have another couple of calls, but let me take one from overseas, it looks like. They're calling in from overseas. Hi, you're on Blog Talk Radio. 41 country code, is that right?
Yeah, is that me?
Yes, 41 country code.
Yeah, I'm sitting in Switzerland. Hello, I'm
Beatrix. Hi, how are you from Switzerland? What's your name?
It's Beatrix. Hi.
Beatrix. Hi, welcome to the Alan Levy Show with Marla and Hillary.
Yeah, that's great. I didn't even believe I'd get on.
What part of Switzerland are you calling from?
Zurich.
Wow, great.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you have are you a follower of the Fly Lady? I imagine you are.
Yes, totally, since August, and I'm infecting everyone around me.
You've
You're
done it now,
the Alps
Alan.
Of Switzerland now, you know, Marla. You're in the Alps of Switzerland, beautiful place.
Well, not exactly the Alps, but
well,
yeah.
Well, I mean, close to the Alps, not too far. So tell me, what's the reaction like in Switzerland, in Zurich, or in your communities to the Fly Lady Way?
Well, I've been telling people about how great it is to shine your sink. Some of them laugh at me, so I don't talk to them about this anymore, and others will just follow suit. And
well, see, that's one of the things we're kind of afraid of. Nobody would tell anybody they actually watch our show. That's okay. They can be closet watchers.
And then, you know, they see my fly duster and they want one as well. They saw the bottle, they wanted one as well.
Huh.
Now I'm giving out the I'm so proud of you pencils. The pens. And they'll be coming back and want some too.
That's the way you've infected them. You've really got them to thinking.
Totally. And I didn't even know. I was telling a friend of mine and she's actually handing the wisdom on. Somehow, because there are so many people out there who don't really want to admit that they might have a little problem. And, then they get infected by this, and it's great.
Well, you're doing the work, and they're seeing the happy face that you're putting in front of them, and that infectious smile. And smiles are contagious along with the message. So you're the result of what's going on in your home. You are a representation of those habits taking root and those routines becoming the dance of your day. You are the reason that they're becoming infected.
Yeah, thank you. And that's all thanks to you because Well, I found you in August.
Well, I'm glad, and you're able to follow along here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen to the live shows, and that works. It's a global platform.
Right.
And
I do hope I get to see things on television as well, but I think it's going to be on the computer too, right?
Well, that's what I've asked them for, and so many television shows are now being podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So you can download them, and most of them are free. I know I missed a CSI the other night, and I did have to pay $1.99 for that.
<Uh-oh>.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate
it. Thank you all as well. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. And it's, what, about 11, 6 hours later.
6 hours.
Yeah,
later.
Wow.
So
that's a dedicated
listener. So they're
listening
in from Switzerland. It's, you know, amazing. Why don't we go on? We have about 9 minutes remaining, so let's keep taking calls. So we have 931. You're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sherry Ladd.
Hi, Sherry.
And Fly Lady has changed my life. I'm a pastor, and I do retreats sometimes. And in October, when I first started, I had to do a retreat at the ending of the month, and I gathered up all these new things that I had never used and gave them out as gifts to each participant in the retreat, and I explained to them what I was doing, the Fly Lady program. And they asked me, they said, don't you miss this stuff? And I said, absolutely not. I don't even know it's gum.
Isn't that funny? When you get rid of things, you don't even realize that you miss it.
And they were new. It was things, I had a bad habit of picking up things on sale for some reason, but now I look very critically before I purchase something.
Do you have a place for it? Do you have another one of them? All these things, do you really love it? Is it going to match what you're buying it for? It's got to meet all these criteria before you even take it out of the store and spend good money for it.
Right.
And those words go through your head day in and day out, especially when you're shopping or even shopping online. So I'm very proud of you. Getting rid of clutter is a powerful tool because you can't organize it. You can only get rid of it.
And I used I'm Proud of You pen in my sermon on Sunday for sermon illustration.
You did?
Yes, I have. Well, and I have a question. I noticed that most of the reminders are back on the site now.
I've worked really hard on those.
And I have missed them. I have missed them, and I'm so glad to see them back. And I was wondering if the others, like I missed It's Time to Reload and What's for Dinner, will those be added back?
We're working on, I don't want to overwhelm. The ones that love the reminders, they really love them, but the ones that hate them really hate them too. So we're slowly adding one or two at a time. And Yahoo's getting some things straightened out. I found out that since my messages are moderated because of spoofers using my email address, I have to moderate my own mail. And it protects all of you from getting really nasty emails from me. I had to set up a whole different persona just to post messages.
Oh, but I really appreciate it since they've started coming in again.
Well, everybody that loves them really loves them, but those that hate them unsubscribe. They just do. And I don't want to lose people before we ever get started. That's the thing.
Well, thank you for all you're doing for all of us Fly Babies out here.
Well, thank you for spreading the word and helping those in your congregation. And keep us in your prayers.
I will. Thank you.
Have a good afternoon.
You
thank
too. You. Bye-bye.
Okay. 973, you're on Blog Talk Radio. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Khadija.
Hi, Khadija.
And I'm calling in from Newark, New Jersey.
Okay, excellent. Another
I am
person.
Very new to Fly Lady, but I love it.
And how did you find the Fly Lady? How did you come across the Fly Lady?
Well, actually, I got a link from a homeschooling group that I'm in. I'm a homeschooler of four, so, you know, my house is pretty cluttered.
Did they tell you I was pretty tough on homeschoolers?
No, they didn't, and I didn't find that yet.
You haven't found that yet. Well, I'll tell you what it is, but I say it with all love in the world. If you walked into a public school room and it was messy, you wouldn't want your child to go to school there. So I believe, and this goes for public school teachers too, if your home is messy, whether you teach outside the home or you teach in the home, you are not an effective teacher. And I believe once the clutter's out of the way and you have routines in your day, you can be a very effective teacher for your child's education.
I believe that, too. That's why we have decluttered.
That's
I mean, it wasn't so bad, but you just need that extra push.
And when you hoard school...
That's exactly what it is.
It's hoarding. Like, it's hoarding.
You spend so much on crafts and different things, you don't want to just chuck it.
But
when you don't have a place for it, you have to. Or give to someone else. And I've recently joined a few free cycle groups that I just give things to.
That is
so
the
it's
other
like recycling.
Group. That's the other largest group in Yahoo, is the free cycle groups all over the world.
I love free cycle.
Free cycle is wonderful.
Yes, it is. It saves things from going to the trash, and other people can use them.
Yes.
And no matter how small you think the thing is, somebody may need it. So in doing that, I feel better. And I've double loaded on the 27 boogie.
Good for you.
But I even got the kids into it, you know. Like, I tell them, if you want new toys, we have to get rid of the old ones that we're not playing with or that we broke, you know.
Well, one of the best things I had sent in this year as a testimonial was they had a yard sale that was free Christmas presents. And they put signs
really?
Up all over the neighborhood, free Christmas presents. They set up a gift wrapping station, and the kids got rid of their good, usable toys, and they helped to wrap them up for people that couldn't afford to buy.
Oh, that's awesome. See, my problem is my oldest is 12 today, and then I have an 8-year-old and then a 5-year-old, and then the 2-year-old turned 2 on Saturday. It's the thing that you think you're always going to need it. Now, I'm the one who's of the opinion to just give to someone else in need because God will give to you. But my husband comes from a family where his mother was a teacher and principal for 40 years. So she has, like, his first Playtex nurser. Like, she has all kinds of things from, like, 40 years ago that
okay,
she won't let go.
I think what works for men.
So
to get the book, The Courage to Be Rich by Susie Orman.
The Courage to Be?
Rich.
Okay, The Courage to Be Rich.
Gotta speak to their pocketbooks.
The Courage
okay.
to Be Rich, yeah.
He doesn't mind that I'm frugal. He just wants to keep his stuff, honestly. But I told him that I was on Fly Lady, and he has told me if I haven't used it in a year, it's okay that you get rid of it. So I've even got his approval as long as he doesn't see it. So
oh.
I'm boogieing while he's at work.
Okay, I think Robert's going to have to be a part of our television show. Robert will tell the world why we don't touch our husband's stuff.
Right. Well, anyway, thank you for calling.
Thank you from Newark, New Jersey. Bye-bye.
So, Marla, we have a couple of minutes remaining.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, isn't it
Definitely.
Amazing? You could be on the show just two. I know your show, which is Thursdays at 2 p.m., you go on for, you know, 2 full hours and just take calls.
It's fun. I love it. I love talking to the people and touching base with them once a week. And it's just, you've seen me on stage a little bit, but you haven't seen me on stage for 3 hours.
No.
And when I can make this eye contact with them, I mean, when I was in Salt Lake City a few weeks ago and did an event for Senator Hatch, he got up on stage with me and he said, "How can you be laughing 1 minute and crying the next?" And I said, "Because I love these people, and they're part of me." And I walked off stage and collapsed.
Hmm.
Literally, I had to have people holding me up because I give everything I've got when I'm on stage with them. And that's what's going to happen, I believe, when I'm doing a television show. They're going to have oxygen standing somewhere.
Well, everyone in the chat room is very excited about the television show, and they're asking when it's on, and so I'm sure that you'll keep them very updated.
Right,
about
and we're gonna come back, and you're gonna come back on my show. We're gonna do this, and we're gonna use Blog Talk Radio. We didn't get to talk about the Nuts campaign and how Blog Talk Radio was able to help this TV show Jericho come back on air by promoting that Nuts be sent to CBS Studios, and 40,000 pounds of nuts was sent to CBS Studios, and the TV show Jericho is coming back for a second season. So the power is in the people, and the power is with this platform to help, you know, get this show launched and sold, and I'm so confident it will. And all you need to do is listen to the people who called into the show who just really understand how you changed their lives. So let's give them guidance on what they can do, how they can notify the local affiliates, And that shouldn't be hard to do.
Now, we don't want to send clutter. That's for certain.
Right. No clutter.
So we've got to do something very progressive that's
yes.
clutter-free.
Perfect.
So we'll figure out something.
We will. And Marla, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much,
us.
Marla.
I'm glad to be here. Anytime, folks.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure.
And for our tons of listeners today, thank you for joining Marla on the show, and we'll get her back by popular demand. trust me. So with that, I'm going to say goodbye, and thank you all for joining, and we're going to play our little ending bumper right now. So
thank
have a good
you.
Day, everybody.
We'll play it. Bye-bye.
I love
thank
y'all.
You
see you
Alan
later.
Hillary on the Alan Levy Show. Make sure to join the conversation by calling 347-677-0649. And listen to The Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio.